It's Matty Garwood for Ausmade. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night right around the country. And something that is about to take over Australia is Festival X. And one of my favourites on the lineup is Australian DJ and producer Jenerik. He has joined us from sunny Newport Beach, did you say, Jen?
Yes, indeed. Newport Beach in California. What's going on, Matty?
It's about what time in the evening? You're about to have your steak looking out at the sun setting?
Yeah, it's like 6:30. It's been a nice warm fall day, as they call it here, which we call it autumn in Australia. But going to settle down, have a steak and watch some American football
gridiron
and have no idea what goes on.
I don't think anyone really understands the NFL, do they? Like, if you try and play it on one of the consoles, it's like, I don't know what to do.
I knew how to play NFL 99 on PlayStation 1, and then I just lost control after that. All the Maddens confused me. I could go back to NFL 99 EA Sports, and I was good with that.
Yeah, it's like when they try and make AFL games as well. Like, there's just too many controls. It's too hard to do it.
If only there was one good AFL game, that'd be AFL 99 was horrible. Like, 98 had Shane Crawford on the cover. 99 was, like, Robert Harvey or someone.
Yeah.
Just a good one would be nice.
All these things that you miss about Australia, though, you've got to be pretty keen to be heading back here for Festival X.
Absolutely. I can't wait, man. I haven't been back since, like, January. So this is the first time in a long time I've come back and come back with a few friends, as you can probably gather. There's a couple of names on the bill for Festival X, which are going to blow Australia away. So I'm really looking forward to coming home. I've got a brand new song, Bunny, which is coming out on October 18th.
Yes.
And I'm going to play that at the festival. Absolutely can't wait to have a VB and hang out.
What do you drink over in America? Do they have something that's anywhere near that kind of level of goodness?
Nah, nothing. Absolutely nothing. We resort to, when friends come over, they bring us a six-pack and we save it for special occasions. Then it's just like the cheapest vodka we can find. So it's like $20 for a 2-litre bottle of Sky Vodka. The drinks are cheap here, but they're not as good quality as the Australian lagers, that's for sure.
And when it comes to quality, like you said, you've got some big friends coming down with you for Festival X, like Calvin Harris, Armin van Buuren's on there as well. Who else should be looking at when it comes to the lineup?
I'm really, really excited to see MK. I've got to play with him a bit. He was so good. He absolutely smashed it. Charmy as well. He played with me in Ibiza too. He was great. Alice in Wonderland, she's like absolutely been hammering the European and American scene at the moment. And Anna Luno as well. She's pregnant and going to be DJing pregnant. So there's going to be like two DJs in one, if that makes any sense.
Two for the price of one, yeah.
Two DJs for the price of one. Come now, get your ticket. Festival X, see you there.
You've been doing some UK stuff as well with the Creamfields Festival?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Got to play the main stage there. It was, the lineup was myself, Frankie Wah, Duke Dumont, MK and Calvin Harris. It was quite a massive day. It was such an awesome festival. Amazing to be a part of it. I actually just chucked up the mix on my SoundCloud.
Awesome.
So if you want to go to SoundCloud, you can go hear the mix that I actually played.
When you look at this stuff that you're doing, you're absolutely smashing it, representing Australia out there. What advice do you give to up-and-comers who are looking at yourself and your Calvin Harris's and your Armin van Buuren's as inspiration?
Just be yourself. Do what you want to do. Make the music you want to make. Love what you do. Try really hard. And the rest is not up to you. Absolutely never know. Sometimes you write a song, you think it's great, you play it out, no one likes it. You go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, I think that's a really good Australian way of doing stuff as well. It's just being true to yourself.
Yeah, so if you're true to yourself, you can go anywhere.
And now, we can't play it just yet because it's embargoed, but you've got the brand new one coming out with Bunny. Tell us a little bit about that and what we can look forward to.
It's a sample-based song from like a 70s funk singer, Bunny Sigler. It's really fun. It's disco-y with a bit of tech through it. I'm going to be playing at all the festivals. Yeah, I'm really excited to get it out. I've made this song for Ibiza. I wanted to play something a bit more groovy. Went off at Ushuaia and Pasha, so I'm really excited to be sharing it with everyone.
Awesome, Jenerik. Well, we're very much excited about having you down here for Festival X. We can't wait to catch you. We'll get all the details up there at ausmaderadio.com.au. Thanks for taking the time out. Enjoy your steak and your sunset over there in LA.
Will do, Matty. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. I'll see you guys soon.